Tollyway, Northwest London, Sunday, the 17th of Kislev, the 21st of November, Rav Aaron Falschlieter, topical theme. Yes, we'll find out.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Wiesenfeld. Good morning to everybody. It was a pleasure to be here, to be part of this amazing program of Tollyway, to start the day with Torah. Before I speak about my topic theme, as this, I'm sorry, I apologize. Unfortunately, I didn't get in time to. I just wanted to refer to what Rabbi Wiesel just now mentioned, this chiddush that he mentioned. In fact, I think it's very interesting because he mentioned Chacham Tzvi, who said that b'zeh mitzvah, you should leave the candles where they are, not do the oil. This contradicts another Chacham Tzvi that I happen to, the famous Chacham Tzvi. It's a big shaila. We have a klal, eim avirin al mitzvah. So if a person can do a mitzvah today, is he allowed to leave the mitzvah to do another mitzvah, which is more important? Chacham Tzvi Paskens, no, is a mitzvah that goes together with over here. He may not leave a mitzvah to do another mitzvah, even though the other mitzvah might be more of importance. He may not do that. However, Chacham Tzvi concludes and says, Halocha, Maisa, he brings a raya, that the same mitzvah you can do with a bigger hiddur, then you do leave the mitzvah and you're going to do the other mitzvah. He brings a proof to this from the halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is the zman to do Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Ramah brings down, I think, the Makor de Trumas HaDeshen, that if you can do it to Motzei Shabbos is Man of Simcha, more Mahuda, then he says you don't do the Kiddush HaChodesh. Even if, let's say the zman Kiddush HaChodesh will be Wednesday, you would wait to Motzei Shabbos. What happened to the dinner of Bizu Mitzvah? Eim Avirin al Mitzvah, you can do the mitzvah now. He says, if you can do the same mitzvah with a more Vehidu, that's not Bizu Mitzvah, because you're doing the same mitzvah, the reason why you're not doing it the same mitzvah, you're doing it to do it with a bigger hiddur, then he paskens according to the Ramah, that's the halacha, that you can wait till Motzei Shabbos. So this Chacham Tzvi seems to contradict his own psak. So I don't know, I just didn't have time, maybe you can...
You mean mechalek between if you leave the mitzvah, and others are not doing Kiddush Lavona, or here where he's actually dismantling what he's prepared.
Oh, that might be okay, I can understand that, I hear.
So what is the mitzvah?
And yes, the falcon was there. Sorry?
Do the mitzvah, but better.
Yeah, right. And Chacham Tzvi says himself...
But you said he won't do the other mitzvah at all.
It's the same mitzvah. It's just doing the mitzvah near Hanukkah. You're doing the mitzvah better.
Exactly.
You're doing the candles, but you're doing dismantling.
If you've got a better one mitzvah and another mitzvah to do, which one you should do?
Yeah, right.
And one of them you couldn't do at all.
Right, right.
So it's not the same as...
Exactly. Right, that's what I'm asking. So Rabbi Wiesel has been mechalek within this svara of the Chacham Tzvi himself. He's been mechalek, even though you're doing the mitzvah better, but you're still dismantling something. Okay, so there's the... Sorry? That's another svara. That's another svara.
It's not able to wait, because you might be able to...
Okay, I'm saying that's a good point. We don't paskin that. We paskin like the Ramah, that we do wait. It could be, you know, you have to know if you're living in a place where good chance you won't do it. I think then is that you shouldn't wait. But
if it's Ramah at the end of the 2 weeks or anything...
Okay, right. All right, I just reminded myself. I'm sorry, I'm going away from that topical theme, as you called it. No. I just reminded myself of a beautiful story. I hope we have time to speak about what I want to speak. Just you, I couldn't. It was possible that... I couldn't control myself. I had to speak about this. You mentioned it. I had a beautiful story about what you mentioned, about the Rachmas Trishka Rebbe is known to do always Kiddush Lavona the last minute. And I always know from my father. My father always says... You've got something to do. Do it straight away. What's done is done. And he always says, if you don't do it, it might all go down. And if it does get done, it will get done properly. You come the last minute. The Rachmas Trishka Rebbe doesn't have that minute. He waits the last minute. And I heard a story. Somebody told me this story. He met the Rachmas Trishka Rebbe, and he asked Rachmas Trishka Rebbe, "I don't understand. You know, why do you always leave Kiddush Lavona to the last minute? Why do you do that?" So Rachmas Trishka Rebbe said, "I'll tell you. I'll explain you. Because the Ramah says that you got to do Kiddush Lavona with Simcha." Says, I come the first day I can possibly do it. I come with my siddur. I want to do Kiddush Lavona b'simcha, but I feel I'm lacking the simcha for the mitzvah. I can't do Kiddush Lavona b'simcha. I'm lacking the simcha. So he says, you know what? The Rachmas is saying, you know, I think to myself, maybe tomorrow I'll work on the midrash simcha. If it's Hashem b'simcha, I'll work on myself. Maybe tomorrow I'll be more b'simcha. I can do the mitzvah with more v'hidu, right? That's the remark. If you can do the mitzvah tomorrow, more v'hidu, you do it tomorrow. So he says, I wait. The next day I come to Kiddush Lavona, the same thing. I'm still lacking the simcha. I think I can do better. I can do this mitzvah better. So I push it off to tomorrow. And then the next day, so on, until the last possible minute. What can I do? It's halacha. I can't miss Kiddush Levana, so therefore I do it the last minute. Okay, this is a story for Rebbes. I don't think it's a practice for every one of us. Every one of us has to go, you know, Kiddush Levana, you do it as soon as you can. Unless you have the Raman, you hope you'll be okay for Matzah Shabbos. Hope the clouds won't be there. I could go on about Kiddush, remembering another story about Kiddush Levana, but I'm going to leave Kiddush Levana at the moment and go to our what I wanted to speak about. If you could see a clock, I just want to make sure I'm going to be on time, finish on time. Okay, sorry? No, I like to finish, like, start on time and finish on time. Okay, we have like this, the Zahalocha in the Man Mincha is b'di'evet. You can do Mincha. Sorry, Musaf. You can do Musaf the whole day b'di'evet. However, it says in Halacha like this: it's in Gemara and Brachas that if you come to, you haven't yet done Musaf, and it's Man Mincha, then you do the Mincha first, and then afterwards you do Musaf. And the Gemara explains because Mincha is more Tadir, and Tadir she'en Tadir Kodem. That's the reasoning of the Gemara. There's an interesting Rashi there says another reason. And all the Mufashim ask, why does Rashi need another reason? I'm not going to go into that Rashi, but this Rashi says another reason. Rashi says, even though you have Musaf the whole day, but because now you didn't do it straight away, and you came to Mincha, and now it's the Tchilas Zman Mincha, you should have Mincha because now it's Zman Mincha, and then go back to the Musaf that anyway you delayed, you go back to Musaf. So there's a question, why does Rashi need another reason? But the point is, Rashi does say that when the Zman of something comes, you do it. It's a bit similar to what we're speaking about in Shlavana, actually. So we did, there's a little connection. You should do Mincha now, and afterwards do Musaf. There's a lot of, in Halach, there's a lot of conditions. You know, it's got to do with, Yom Kippur, especially with the Hasidim, where they daven late. So there's a lot of ramifications. But that's not my topic. I just want to introduce this to, because I have something to speak about Parshas Vayeshev, which is this week's Parsha, and I have something to speak about Parshas Vayishlach. So I was deciding to know which one should I do first. Should I do Vayishlach first, or should I do Vayeshev first? So because we're holding by Vayeshev now, right, so I think I'll start with Parshas Vayeshev, and that's the Mincha, and then we'll go back to Vayishlach, which is the Musaf. The end of the Parsha, we have very interesting, Yosef is taken by, you know, the story with Eish Patifa, and he's put into the base aside, he's put into the jail for something, a reason, something that he didn't do. They were choish at him, and they put him into jail. Obviously, there's a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yosef to go and have to go through this Nisoyan, so to speak. It wasn't enough for all the other Nisoyans that he went through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this. This was his final Nisoyan that he had to go through. In fact, the Mefarshim explained many, many, many areas that there's an Indian, if the Parshas HaShavua always has a connection to the Anyon of the Yoyma. And these Parshas, now we're starting the Parshas of Yosef, the Golos of Yosef, Vayeshev, Vayeshev, and Miketz, Vayigash, are always in the same time as Hanukkah, so obviously there is some kind of connection. In fact, they bring Ramazim. At the end of the Parsha, it says then, Vayigash, Utzvoich, Tovech, Vahochen, is a alludes to the words of Chanukah. There is a connection. But anyway, so Yosef is in the Beis HaSoya. He's put in the Beis HaSoya, and he comes, and we know the famous story, the Sarah Mashkim, the Sarah Ifim. He comes the next in the morning, he wake up, and he sees Panem Zoyafim, you know, long faces, and he asks them, what's going on? Why are you down? You know, beautiful, we're in a jail. Why are you down? Why are you upset? It's, you know, he doesn't understand. Yosef doesn't understand. Why are people depressed in jail? They should be happy. I don't think jails in those days were like they are today, but even in those days, Yosef didn't understand the concept of somebody being in a matzav and not being happy. He couldn't understand it.
They had to do Kiddush Levona, so that's a bit specific.
All right. So he asks them what happens. They say the dream, and each one of them says the dream. So Hamashkim says, famous dream, Chalem Cholamnu, he says, V'yom alei v'chaloymi v'hine gefen lefonai v'gefen shloish osrigim v'tu, z'mayrim. And then he sees the geffen growing grapes, and he takes the grapes, and he squeezes them, and puts them into the kois paroi, and he gives it over to paroi. That's the dream, right? They squeeze the grapes, and he can paroi. So Yosef says to him, you know what? He says, these three surigim are 3 days. In 3 days' time from now, paroi is going to take you, he's going to take you out of jail, and you're going to go back to your original commission, to your original job, and you are going to be, again, the Sarah Mashkin. The Sarah Oifim sees, oh, beautiful, Toif Posa. Yosef was posted the Chaloyim the way in a positive manner. So maybe I'll try my luck. So he tells Yosef his dream. And he tells his dream. In my dream, I had 3 baskets of bread on my head, and the birds came. The dream, and Yosef says to him, sorry, your dream is different. In 3 days' time, Pharaoh is going to take you out, and they're going to hang you. So that's what happens. Pharaoh takes them out, both out on the Pharaoh's birthday, and as Yosef was praised to the Chaloim, Sar Mashkim goes back to his original job, and Sar Ephraim, they hang him. A lot of Mephoshim deal with this. I mean, we know a klal that dreams go according to the way you poser, the way you translate them. How did Yosef understand that Sar Mashkim's dream was a positive dream and he is going to go back to his original job and he's going to live and going to carry on serving Paroi, whereas the Sar Ephraim would not and he would be hung? How did Yosef understand this from the dream? There's many, many pshatim. There's a famous Mashal from Mignet Tum Nemagid, many, many pshatim to explain this. So I'd like to share with you one pshat that I heard. Now, we all know that we're all in Golas. But the first question that we asked is Tzipisa le Yeshua. A person can't be complacent about Golas. It's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is the Yeshua. And a person has to always have this yearning that I don't want, this is not where I want to be. I want to be in Yemos Mashiach. I want to be with Beis HaMikdash. I want to be with Avoida. We want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way a Yid is really supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest level that is possible. That's the Inyan of Tzipia l'Yeshua. That's how we're supposed to go through Golas. So the pshat is like this. If you look at the Sar Mashkim, what's he say? All he's talking about, he says like this. He says, I saw this geffen, I saw the grapes growing, and I said, the kois para biyodi. I took the kois para biyodi. Ve'ekech hasan novim, ve'eschat oisam el kois paroi. Again, I took them, I squeezed them for the kois paroi. Ve'etenes kois al kaf paroi, and I took the kois and I gave it to paroi. All the Sar Mashkim was speaking about is speaking about the avoider serving Paroi. His tachlis was to be the Sar of Paroi, the Sar Mashkim of Paroi. All he was speaking, his dream was all about doing things and serving Paroi. That's what he was doing. Now we have in a dream, a person dreams about what he thinks about during the day. What he really wants to do, that's what comes out in the dream. If this, the Sar Mashkim, was dreaming, in his dream, all he saw about was doing avoider for Paroi, taking the grapes, squeezing them, working for Paroi, and that's what he was speaking about. And he had his Tzipia l'Yeshua. He was constantly in this matzav of Tzipia l'Yeshua on his level, was to go back to his original job and serve Paroi the way he always used to. Ah, if that's what you want to do, so then you are the one who is going to go that. That's going to happen, and you are going to be saved, and you're going to go back to you, to what you were yearning, and you are going to be saving Paroi. The Sar Ephraim doesn't speak. He says, okay, there's a bread, mafe Paroi, maybe the bread belongs to Paroi. He doesn't speak about any avoider that he did. There's a ready bread there. A sack, three baskets, ready bread. Doesn't speak about that. He baked it, he prepared it, he gave it to Paroi. Oh, so you're not thinking about that. You're thinking about yourself. You just don't want to go. You might want your job back, but you're not thinking about serving Paroi. So you will not do that. Because to go out of Golas, you have to have the Tzipia l'Yeshua. In fact, there's a Rosh that says, that we know that the 4/5 of Klal Yisrael didn't leave Mitzrayim. And Rosh explains and says it's because they didn't have this Tzipia l'Yeshua. They were in Mitzrayim for whatever reason. They were just, just the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. They didn't have this yearning and this Tzipia to go out of the Golas and to go back to serve Tavdunis and Kim by Tachas Horazeh. They didn't have it, and therefore they weren't Zoicha. To go out of Golas, you have to have this feeling of yearning for the Golas, for the Geula. That's what he says. There's an interesting Rabbi Kiva Eiger, chapter of Rabbi Kiva Eiger in his dreams, and he says that this. He says that Yosef told Paroi. Yosef told the Sar Mashkim, you're going to go back. Let's find the lashon. In the same manner as you did till now, you will carry on serving Paroi. What is he telling him here? Kamishpot harishon. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger explains like this. He says, Yosef told the Sar Mashkim, you were put in this jail for one reason only. He said, what did he do already? He didn't. What did they do already? He served Paroi wine, or maybe it was besamim, and a fly fell in it. It was an oinus gomor. He says, you think that you put in this jail because you didn't serve Paroi properly. He says, that's not the reason. You were put in this jail, kiem zechartani. The tachlis by you put in jail is that you should be the one who's going to go and take me out to this jail. That's the tachlis. So therefore, don't think that when you go back to your job, you're going to have to be extra careful to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Because if the reason why you were put into the jail was because you weren't careful, so then make sure you're extra careful again, right? But if the reason why you were in jail has nothing to do with that, it's to do with it because you were supposed to be able to get me out of this jail. That's the tachlis. So when you can go back, you can carry on working exactly the way you were working before. Kamishpat Harishon, the way you were acting till now, you can carry on because your being here has nothing to do with your lack of avodah. You can ignore the fact that you're being here because your whole tachlis was for me, and therefore you can go back and carry on. Don't worry. Carry on the way you were serving Hashem Baruch Hu, and it's not going to happen again. You don't have to start being extra careful about it. That's how Rabbi Kivik explains.
Where was in Leibach?
Sorry?
It was in Leibach for another 2 years.
Oh, okay, that's another Indian, but there's a lot of... Rukibega Tzorachin, you want to say, right? Rukibega with many Tzorachins of Rukibega. That's a different topic, maybe another time. Anyway, so that's how he says. That's, if you look at the Sar Mashkin, he had a tachlis, he also had his golas, he was out in the soil of going in the jail and going through what he had to do, but it was only for Yosef. That's how Yosef says to him. But Klal Yisrael, when we go in golas, it's not like that. We're not in golas, just, we have to go and to help somebody. That's not really in golas. Every golas that we have to go through is a reason. There's a reason for it, and there's a mahalach. We have to grow from the golas. It's only there's an individual golas that every yid has for himself, every nisoyan that yid has is a tachlis for it. And there's a collective golas, the whole Klal Yisrael have to go through to be metakan, to make a tikkun, to prepare ourselves for Yemos Mashiach. We don't understand a lot of things that people, questions which are not answered, we don't understand. That's true, that's fine. I mean, we know this. At some point, we have to say, Hashem Baruch Hu's running the world, he knows what he's doing. But we do have to believe that the tachlis of Golas, or any nisoyon, or any hardship that every yid goes through, is for a tachlis to make us a different person, to change us, to bring us up in a higher level. But us, there's no such thing as nisoyon and then kamishpat harishon. Go back to exactly the way you were, carry on life as you were. If a person has to go through nisoyon, the tachlis is to bring him on a higher level and closer to Hashem Baruch Hu and prepare him for something, for some destiny which is much greater than anything he can think of, and that's the tachlis of Golas. There's a beautiful Sfas Emes on this idea. He says like this. He says, Yosef was sent out to Mitzrayim. And you know the whole story. And the Shvatim eventually came to Yosef. And Yosef, he hid himself. He also had his reasons of making the Shvatim have to go through what they had to go through. And at the end, Yosef says to them, Ani Yosef. He said, so Rashi, the Pasuk says he told them, he brought them close to him. Rashi says he saw them going away from him, and he was trying to be makar of them and tried to tell them, don't worry, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef, and he tried to show them ahava and love. And then he says to them, Ani Yosef, Asher mechartem oisi l'mitzrayim, that you sold me to Mitzrayim. The obvious question is, he's trying to bring ahava to his brothers and trying to bring them close and make them feel good now, and he again says, Hashem mechartem oisi, you had sold me to go to Mitzrayim. You were the ones who caused me to Mitzrayim. Is he trying to be merachak them, or is he trying to be mekarv them? What's going on here? So this Sfas Emes is a beautiful idea. He says Yosef concealed himself. Obviously, there's the gashmistic of Yosef that he concealed himself. They had no idea this period of time that they were seeing who the person they were speaking to was Yosef. He says, but it's much deeper than that. It's amazing to us to understand this. He says, Yosef was a tzaddik yisoid olam. And the Shvatim also tzaddikim. One tzaddik recognized another tzaddik. Yosef managed, the big chiddush here is, Yosef managed to conceal his inner, his pnimius, his tzidkas. He managed to conceal them to the extent that when they were speaking to them, they thought they were speaking to some kind of ruler, Egyptian. How did he manage to do this? He had this koyach of being able to conceal himself from them. He says, when Yosef said, Ani Yosef, not only did he reveal to them his identity, he actually revealed to them, his way he says it, he says, Oitzem Kedushosai. He revealed to them his power, his strength of his Kedusha that he had, he revealed to them. And he says, the Sfas Emes says, he says, the Yosef, the Shvatim, Nivalu Miponov, he said, doesn't only mean literally they were Nivalu, they were shocked from seeing it was Yosef. He says, they were shocked from the Kedusha that emanated from Yosef. They were so shocked that they had this feeling of guilt. And they said, we sent this great tzaddik to Golas for so many years. Can you imagine if he would have been with Yaakov and sitting in the yeshiva, how much greater he would have been. And they couldn't handle their feelings of guilt that they had done this to Yosef, this great tzaddik, by sending him away to Mitzrayim. To which Yosef responded to them and said, "You're making a big mistake." He says, "You see this Yosef, this Kedusha, this Tahar that you see? Ani Yosef, I am this Yosef, with all my Kedusha and all my Milas, Hashem Bechartem, I see. Only because you'd sent me to Mitzrayim, and you'd made me go through all these Nisroilas, and I had been miskaba, and I passed my test, and each Nisroil, one after the other, I passed it, and I was miskaba, I went over the Nisroil. That's the reason why I am Yosef." As Yosef said, the Golos, this was, I would never have, this Kedusha that I would have had, I would never have reached these heights if I'd have been by my father. It's only because I had to go through this Nesles Noises, the person that Shmarach gives a Nesoinles Noises to bring the person up. And Yosef showed this. And he says, the Chasemes in his beautiful words, it says, Hashem Echartem, and he says, brings the Lashon, he says something by the Luchas, it says, Asher Shibarto, and Chazal tells us, Asher means, Yashe Choychacha Sheshibarto. Hashem says, Yashe Choychacha. And he says to the Shvotim, he says, Hashem Echartem, Yashe Choychachem, thank you that you did this to me, because this is what I did. Okay, that's the theme of Yosef. Obviously, Yosef, we have no, you know, we have just to learn from Yosef. The idea to go and say that every Yid can go through such a serenity is, everybody has his serenity, everybody has to use them to lift themselves up and to elevate themselves to God. That's obviously the theme of Hanukkah also. This also is Sfasemes. Hanukkah is a halal, v'hoidor. So hoidor is on the nisim that we have, and halal is on the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a concept of Lishtabech B'Tilosecha, like Sfasemes says, we grow great through the Hanukkah. The Hanukkah is not only an Indian of Hodor, like Baruch Hu saved us, it's the Indian of the Kedusha and the mitzvahs that we receive from Hanukkah, and the Oiris that we receive from Hanukkah, the menorahs, the menorah that we would never have had, the koyach of the menorah that Klal Yisrael has for many generations, that every Yid has his ability to bring a menorah, to bring the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash into his house. This would never have happened if we would never have had to go through the golos of Yovan. It's the same idea. It's the inning of Yosef, as Hashem says. The inning, he says, Yehuda is Haidor, and Yosef is Yosef to be Moisef. Every golos brings a person to a higher level, and it's Moisef of a Hoylech. And that's the inning of golos over here. That's the Hashem, that's how he says. Or he also says, we say, On Hashem Hoshiyono, On Hashem Hatzlichono. He says, there's On Hashem Hoshiyono to save us from the golos. But then there's On Hashem Hatzlichono, and he brings the Pasuk where he, Yosef Ish Matzliach. The idea of Golos is not only to go through the Golos and to be saved from it, it's to come out. That's the On Hashem Hashiyano, it's to come out and to say, On Hashem Matzlichano, to be Matzliach and to bring out greater levels. That's the On Hashem. I'm just reminding myself, Rav Chaim Kreisler always used to give a bracha to somebody. He always used to say, you should be Ish Matzliach. Yosef was Ish Matzliach, that's a bracha he used to give people. But the idea over here we want to bring out is that when a person goes through a Nisoyan, it's not only the On Hashem Hashiyano, it's the Hatzlocha, the Lishtabech B'Yisrael, being a better person and elevating himself to prepare himself for Golos. That's Legaba. Now we finished the Mincha. Now we're going to go to the Musaf. We're going to go back to Parsha Yishlach, which is the Musaf. This is the same idea, but I want to show it to you in a different angle. There's a, you know, Yaakov meets the Sarah Shle Esav, and they have a fight the whole night back and forth. Obviously, it's not just a literal fight. There's a conflict going on here between the Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu and the Esav, who is Meramez to the Yitzhahara, the Sotan. He wants to be Pagay in the Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu. And then the last thing, he gives Yaakov a hit in the Kaf Yerach Yaakov, and he manages to inflict some kind of injury to Yaakov Avinu. Then the Pasuk goes and says like this. It says, right? He tried here, he tried there. He tried to be poigim in the Kedusha of Yaakov. It wasn't possible. Yaakov was so holy, so Kaddish. It wasn't possible for him to do it. But you got the Kaf Yerecha. However, he managed somewhere in the bottom, somewhere, he managed to have some kind of Nagia, some kind of, to infiltrate somewhere. And the take Kaf Yerecha, Yaakov, the bone moved, and he did some kind of injury. Then it says like this. Then he has this, you know, back and forth, the conversation, the dialogue with the Malach. Then it says, "Vayikushem okem peniel, vayizrach loy hashemesh." The shemesh shone for Yaakov Avinu, And then the Mepharshim in the Chazal, that this was really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemesh, for Yizkor HaShemesh, was Meracha him from his wound that he had, whatever, from his, what he went through. And then it says, Al Kain, Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael, Eskid Anoshe, Ashe Al Kaf HaYorech, Ad HaYom HaZeh, Ki Noga B'Kaf Yorech. And obviously, the obvious question is, why only after Yaakov Vinu is going out, he's limping, and the Yizrach Le HaShemesh, and the Shemesh is shining for him and making him, you know, healing him. And then the Pasuk says, Al Kain, therefore, Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Eskid Anoshe. We should have said straight away, when Yaakov Vinu had this injury, Vutzaleah, Al Kain, to remember what Yaakov Vinu went through, Lo Yoichlu, why only at the end? That's all a beautiful pshat, brought down, according to a chinuch. The chinuch says, the chinuch Yedua always speaks about what the tamei mitzvahs, what the shiroshim of the mitzvahs, why are we doing the mitzvahs? Obviously we have to know we do the mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, but it's always nice to know if there's an idea behind the mitzvah. And the chinuch says the following, he says something, I'm going to quote it to you. He says, V'hu sh'niskoi, we should remember, this inyan, Al Kain L'Yoichlu, why is there a mitzvah G'dan Oshe? V'hu sh'niskoi, we should remember, B'chol Tzoraseinu, Sha'afilu im yavoyu ha'goyim lehar ha'goysonu. Even if the goyim will come, the golos, what we have to go through, onu nenatzil mehem. Ultimately, we will be redeemed. We will come out from the golos. Shaharei Yaakov nitzel misar shel Esav. Same thing. Yaakov the sar the whole night. Yaakov was with sar shel Esav, and the sar shel Esav actually managed to do something to Yaakov. Ule basoif tialem teshua mehem. We can learn from Yaakov that the basoif there will ultimately be a teshua. Ukemoshe Matzina Ba'av, referring to Yaakov Avinu, Shazorcholoi Hashemesh Lerafoisoi, Venoisha Minatzan. He was healed, he was saved from the Tzar. Cain, says the Chinuch, a Tfilah, Yiz, or Tfilah, or telling us it's going to be, Yizrach Lonu Hashemesh. The sun will shine to us, the Klal Yisrael from our Golas. Yizrach Lonu Hashemesh Shel Mashiach, Ve'yipe'enu Mitzareinu, Ve'yigoleinu Be'mheir Ve'yimeinu Amen. So the Chinuch, the idea to remember, is to remember this idea, this that every goddess that a person goes through, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for us, and he will redeem us, and he'll be merap us, and he'll bring us the Shemesh Shel Mashiach. That's the tachlis, says the chinuch. Therefore, what's beautiful over here, the dafka after it says, Vayizrach HaShemesh for Yaakov Binu, dafka afterwards it tells you this thing, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu. Because that's the whole lesson over here. The whole lesson is to remember this, that because we will, because in the same way as Yaakov Avinu was saved from his sorrow, we will ultimately also be saved from our sorrow. That's the chinuch. I'm going to still be mekatz a little bit because I see the time is very short. I just would like to end off on this idea. There's a kasha here that Shualeb Diskin asks. It says there, Ad hayoyim hazeh. Now, what does it mean, ad hayoyim hazeh? Every mitzvah is ad hayoyim hazeh. Every mitzvah doris. In fact, it does sometimes say in the Torah, le doroisom, for further doris. And always there's a reason given why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell you doroisom. But it always says le doroisom. It doesn't say ad hayoyim hazeh. This is the only mitzvah we find that it says, you may not eat it ad hayoyim hazeh. Now, what does that mean, ad hayoyim hazeh? So, you know, according to what this chinuch, it's beautiful that the whole tachlis of the mitzvah Gidan Oshe is to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be take us out of a golus until Ad Sheyizrach HaShemesh. Once Mashiach comes and there is already Yizrach HaShemesh, there's no inyan to have this is of Gidan Oshe. So he says, this Bodan, for another reason, I don't want to, the same idea, I saw it in the Sefer, not to the Chinuch, different pshat, which unfortunately it's not enough time to speak about. He says, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. He said, when we speak about the Osir Lava, we say, Bayem Ahu, Bayem Ahu. Hayem Azeh means Oil Mazeh. It means till the end of Yom Azeh, there will be an Issa of Gidan Oshe. However, the Osir Lava, Gidan Oshe will not be applicable. And that's the Pshat Adi Yom Azeh, which goes very good with the Chinuch we just mentioned. I'd just like to conclude with a small idea on this idea. This is from bringing our Mincha back to our Musaf. And there's a Sefer that brings this Binyan Shleim, and he says, it can't be. It says, there's no such thing as mitzvahs changing loss of love. There's a machlokes mitzvahs loss of love, but we don't find in this time there should be one mitzvah which will be mutter. It doesn't make sense. Even if you can say as many shotim as you want, it doesn't make sense. We find that as a chazir, will be mutzah. Chazal, the chazir will be mutzah. So, right? And there, the Mufashim ask, how is it possible? Why will the Torah said it's also? Why will be mutzah? And they say, pshat him, that the chazir has simone, today has doesn't have the simone tara. Also, we won't be mat chazir. Hashem will just change the teva, and the chazir will have simone tara, and that's why will be mutzah. But here, what's going on here? Why will it be? So he explains, the Ginzei Yosef explains, he says, the Gemara says that ein begidin noisen tam. Gidin don't have a tam. The Torah said it's eitz, it's a piece of eitz, it's like a piece of wood, and I'm telling you it's osa, but it has no tam, it's not a machal, we can't eat it properly, it's no tam. Avab gin, it's osa. Says the Ginzei Yosef, la'osid lovoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take this gid and he will give it tam. He will give it a tam, and then it will be mutter. Meaning of this. The Torah, what the Torah asked, it's exerus because we don't understand why. The Torah said the eitz, a piece of wood, this particular piece of wood, the Torah asked, right? However, once this piece of wood becomes different heftza, once it gets a tam, it becomes a machal, it's not a piece of wood. So it's the same idea that the even though this heftza is also, the reason why it will be muta, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it is in the way he'll change the teva of this wood, it will become a noisen tam, it will become a machal, and this machal was muta. It's mutter, because that's not what the Torah asked. The Torah said eitzu. The Torah asked the eitz, but not this machal. That's how he explains this bit, this chiddush, this tremendous chiddush of Bnei Shlomo. What I would like to just add to this is that the Gid Anosha, okay, this is the Gid Anosha, the Kabbalists say there's 365 Gidim, and the Gid Anosha is connected to Tisha B'Av, is connected to Tisha B'Av. In other words, it's a golistika, this is like we saw in the Chinuch, it's a golistika commandment, right? We don't understand today why we have to go through Golos. We don't. The person doesn't see. Ain't begidim benoisim tam. Person, you know, Chalisha went through a Holocaust, went through Inquisitions. Ain't begidim benoisim tam. We don't understand why Adam had this koich over us and why we had to go through this. However, Lo said lovoi, yesh begidim benoisim tam. There will be a tam in this gid. We will understand why we had to go through this Golos. And when we understand this Indian of Moisef, Yosef, Ishmatzliach, why we had to go through it, and what we learned, what we gained from this, and we would zoicha through this to become Am Kodesh and to prepare ourselves for Mashiach. We should be zoicha to become Kavut Mashiach. Amen. 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 Amen.